A sloth, a donkey, and a curious human. Send a prompt and see what they're doing. One hits a record with a question on his mind. Two brothers pick it up, see what they find. Corn takes his time, Herman's got the facts. Back and forth, they never hold back. My weird prompts, come on in, that's where we begin. My weird prompts, glad you're here.
This episode was generated using artificial intelligence. Please verify facts.
So Daniel's been digging into AI gateways, but not the part everyone talks about. He's specifically not interested in model routing, the open router trick of picking the cheapest or fastest model for each request. What he wants to know is whether the other stuff gateways do actually justifies the overhead. And he's got a list. API key consolidation. Just park your keys in one place and reference them across projects. PII reduction at the middleware layer, so sensitive data never reaches the provider. Context augmentation, where the retrieval step for tools like Tavely happens in the gateway before the prompt ever hits the model. And system prompt injection at the gateway layer for organization-wide guardrails. But he's skeptical about the key management piece specifically. His question is, why carve out a new layer just for AI keys when cloud credential managers already exist? And then the bigger question, does any of this justify the latency tax, the maintenance burden, the debugging complexity? He also wants to know what the self-hosted landscape looks like right now.
That's a lot of ground. And I think the key management question is actually the right place to start, because it's the feature that sounds simplest but might be the weakest argument for adopting a gateway at all. So let me lay out the pattern first. An AI gateway is a reverse proxy between your application and the AI provider. Your app sends a request to the gateway. The gateway forwards it to OpenAI or Anthropic or whoever, and the response comes back through the same path. Most people know this for routing. The gateway picks which model to use based on cost or latency or availability, but the architecture is middleware, and middleware can do a lot more than route traffic.
So the question isn't, can it do these things? It's, should it? Every layer you add is a new thing that can break, a new thing that adds latency, a new thing you have to maintain. Daniel's framing this as, when does the middleware tax become worth paying?
Right, and I want to start with the weakest case for paying it, which is API key management. Cloudflare AI Gateway, GitHub's AI Gateway, and several others all pitch some version of bring your own keys. You define your OpenAI key, your Anthropic key, your whatever key once in the gateway dashboard, and then your applications reference the gateway endpoint instead of the provider directly. The appeal is straightforward. No .env file sprawl, no forgetting which project has which key, no accidentally committing a key to a public repo because you were tired and it was Tuesday.
Tuesday is when those happen.
Tuesday is absolutely when those happen. And Daniel's counterargument is sharp. Why not just use a cloud credential manager? AWS Secrets Manager, Azure Key Vault, HashiCorp Vault, these already exist. They already handle rotation, auditing, access control. They're battle-tested. Carving out a new layer solely for AI keys looks like solving a problem that's already been solved.
And I think that's mostly right. If key management is the only thing you're using the gateway for, a credential manager is purpose-built for secrets. It has fine-grained access policies. It has audit logs. It integrates with your existing identity provider. The gateway's key store is a key value map with a pretty URL. It's not doing anything a vault doesn't do better.
The counter argument, and I want to be fair to the gateway pitch here, is that credential managers are per cloud or per org. If you're multi-cloud, or if you're working across personal projects and team projects with different providers, the gateway gives you a unified namespace. You don't have to remember which vault your Anthropic key is in. Also, the gateway injects the key at request time rather than requiring the application to fetch it from a vault, which means slightly less surface area for leaks. The application never sees the key at all.
Slightly. But that's a thin reed to hang an architectural decision on. If someone tells me they adopted an AI gateway just for key management, I'm going to ask what they were using before and whether they tried the vault approach first. 9 times out of 10, the vault is the better answer for that specific problem.
Agreed. and I think that's the right place to land on that feature. It's convenient, it's not nothing, but it's not a reason to adopt a gateway on its own. Now let's get to the features that are harder to replicate without the gateway layer. PII reduction is the one I find most compelling. Cloudflare's AI Gateway has a DLP feature, data loss prevention, that lets you define patterns for sensitive data and either redact or block them before the request leaves your network. Email addresses, phone numbers, credit card numbers, social security numbers. You define regex patterns, and the gateway scrubs matching text from the prompt before forwarding it to the provider.
So the model never sees the PII at all. That's the key difference from doing scrubbing in the application layer.
And it's provider agnostic. You don't have to trust that OpenAI's SDK implements scrubbing correctly, or that Anthropics does, or that the new provider you're trying out next week even thinks about PII at all. The gateway is a single choke point where you enforce the policy, and every request goes through it regardless of destination.
It's also a single point of failure, but we'll get to that.
We will, but the architectural argument is real. If you have 12 different AI-powered features across your product, and each one talks to a different provider or model, you'd need to implement PII scrubbing 12 times and keep all 12 implementations in sync. With the gateway, you implement it once. The DLP feature in Cloudflare's case uses pattern-based redaction. You define the regex, the gateway does the rest. It's documented in their developer docs, and it's available on the free tier.
The free tier part matters. A lot of these features sound great until you look at the pricing page and realize you need the enterprise plan. Cloudflare's been smart about making the gateway accessible.
They have. The free tier covers 100,000 requests per month, which is enough for a lot of small to medium projects to evaluate whether the pattern works for them. But let me talk about context augmentation, because this is where the gateway pattern gets interesting. The idea is that the gateway can perform the retrieval step before the prompt reaches the model. Say you're using Tavily for web search. Normally, your application would call Tavily, get results, format them, and then send everything to the model. With a gateway, you configure the retrieval step at the gateway layer. The application sends the user's question. The gateway calls Tavily, injects the search results into the context, and forwards the augmented prompt to the model.
So the application becomes thinner. It just sends the raw query and gets back a response that's already been enriched with search results.
Right, and that centralizes the retrieval logic. If you change search providers, or if you want to adjust how results are formatted, or if you want to add a second retrieval source, you change the gateway configuration, not every application that uses search. The application code doesn't even know the retrieval happened.
This is starting to sound like the argument for API gateways in general, just applied to AI. Kong and Apigee and the rest of them have been doing request transformation and enrichment for years. The AI gateway is just that pattern with AI-specific transformations.
That's exactly what it is. And system prompt augmentation is the same idea applied to the instructions the model receives. The gateway can inject organization-wide guardrails, brand voice guidelines, compliance requirements into every request. If your legal team decides that no AI-generated response should ever mention a competitor by name, you add that rule to the gateway's system prompt injection, and it applies to every model, every application, every developer. You don't have to chase down 12 teams and ask them to update their system prompts.
The compliance angle is strong. I've seen organizations where the AI policy exists in a PDF that nobody reads. Having it enforced at the gateway layer means it's actually enforced, not aspirational.
And Cloudflare's guardrails feature does exactly this. It lets you define content filtering rules and system prompt injections that apply across all your gateway endpoints. You could block certain topics, require certain disclaimers, inject context about your brand. It's all in the gateway configuration.
So the non-routing features are useful. PII reduction, context augmentation, system prompt injection. These are things that are harder to do consistently without a centralized layer. But we've been circling the question Daniel actually asked, which is, does any of this justify the overhead?
Let's talk about latency first, because that's the most measurable cost. Every gateway hop adds time. Cloudflare's AI gateway typically adds 5 to 15 milliseconds for the proxy layer. For a chat application where the model itself takes 2 seconds to respond, 15 milliseconds is noise. The user won't notice.
For streaming, though?
Streaming is trickier, If you're doing real-time speech-to-speech or high-frequency token streaming, every millisecond counts. But even then, 15 milliseconds at the gateway layer is usually dwarfed by network latency between the user and the provider. The real cost isn't the latency itself, it's the debugging surface.
Say more about that.
When a request fails with a direct provider call, you have two things to check, your application and the provider. When a request fails with a gateway in the middle, you have three things to check, your application, the gateway, and the provider. And the gateway is the hardest one to debug because it's doing transformations you might not have full visibility into. Did the PII scrubber eat part of the prompt it shouldn't have? Did the context augmentation inject stale search results? Did the system prompt injection conflict with the application's own system prompt in some subtle way?
The debugging problem compounds if you're using multiple gateway features at once. You've got DLP running, context augmentation running, system prompt injection running, and maybe routing logic on top of that. When the output is wrong, which layer broke it?
And this isn't theoretical. I've seen production incidents where a gateway's regex was slightly too aggressive and silently stripped legitimate content from prompts, and the team spent hours trying to figure out why the model's responses were suddenly nonsensical. The model wasn't the problem, the prompt was being mangled in transit.
So the debugging tax is the real cost, not the latency. 5 to 15 milliseconds is nothing. 3 hours of chasing a silent prompt mutation isn't nothing.
Maintenance overhead is the other big one. If you're self-hosting a gateway, you now have another service to deploy, monitor, patch, and scale. If a security vulnerability is announced in the gateway software, that's your problem now. If the gateway goes down, every AI-powered feature in your product goes down with it. You've traded 12 points of failure for one, but that one is now catastrophic if it fails.
And if you're using a commercial gateway like Cloudflare's, you've traded maintenance overhead for vendor lock-in and per-request pricing. Cloudflare charges per request after the free tier. For a small project, that's fine. For a company processing millions of requests a month, the math changes fast.
But here's the argument for the gateway that I think actually holds up. It decouples AI infrastructure from application code. If you switch from OpenAI to Anthropic, you change one gateway configuration instead of updating every application. If you need to add PII scrubbing, you enable it in the gateway instead of modifying every service. If a new provider launches with better pricing, you add it to the gateway's routing table and your applications don't change at all. The gateway becomes the AI infrastructure control plane, and the applications become thin clients that just send prompts and receive responses.
That's the vision. And for an organization with multiple AI-powered products, multiple providers, compliance requirements, and a need for centralized observability, it starts to make sense. For a solo developer building a single chatbot, it's over-engineering.
Let me survey the self-hosted landscape, because Daniel asked about that specifically. Light LLM is the most mature open-source option. It supports over 100 providers in its proxy mode, and it handles key management, rate limiting, cost tracking, and fallback logic. You deploy it via Docker, point your applications at the proxy endpoint, and configure providers in a YAML file. The developer experience is straightforward for basic setups, but custom routing rules can get complex fast.
I've seen the Light LLM config files. They start simple, and then suddenly you're writing routing rules with weighted fallbacks and cost thresholds, and it looks like a Kubernetes manifest had a baby with a spreadsheet.
That's not inaccurate. Portkey is another option, and it focuses more on observability. It gives you a dashboard for tracking costs, latency, and error rates across providers. It's more opinionated about how you structure your prompts, which can be good or bad depending on whether you agree with their opinions. There's also Helix by the Helix ML team and AI Proxy by Zooplo. The landscape is still early, but it's consolidating around a few patterns.
And on the commercial side?
Cloudflare AI Gateway is the most accessible. Free tier, global edge network, easy setup, you point your application at a Cloudflare URL, and you're done. GitHub's AI Gateway is newer and tightly integrated with Copilot and GitHub models, so if you're already in the GitHub ecosystem, it's a natural fit. Azure API Management has AI-specific features now, though it's more enterprise-focused. The trade-off is always control versus convenience. Self-hosted gives you full control, but you own the maintenance. Commercial gives you convenience, but you're betting on someone else's roadmap and pricing.
So where does this land? Daniel asked, whether the pattern justifies the overhead. And I think the answer is, it depends on who you are. For a solo developer, or a small team building one AI feature, direct provider access is almost always the right call. The gateway adds complexity you don't need yet.
For an organization with multiple AI-powered products, multiple providers, compliance requirements, and a need for centralized observability, the gateway starts to earn its keep. But I want to be clear about something. The key management feature alone isn't a reason to adopt this pattern. If that's the only thing drawing you to a gateway, use a credential manager instead. The gateway becomes worth it when you need the features that only the gateway can provide. PII scrubbing at the network layer, context augmentation without application changes, system prompt injection across all your endpoints.
Even then, you're making a bet. You're betting that the debugging complexity and the maintenance overhead and the vendor risk are worth the centralization. That bet pays off differently at different scales.
I've been running a self-hosted light LLM instance for about 8 months now, and the thing that surprised me most wasn't the routing or the key management, it was the observability. Having every request from every application flow through one place means I can see exactly what's happening, which models are being used, what the latency distribution looks like, where errors are clustering. That visibility alone has caught problems I wouldn't have noticed otherwise.
That's the control plane argument in practice. You're not just routing traffic. You're collecting intelligence about how AI is actually being used across your systems. Most organizations have no idea which teams are using which models or what their error rates look like. The gateway gives you that visibility for free.
For free is strong. You're paying in latency and maintenance and debugging surface. But the visibility is a genuine benefit that's hard to replicate without a centralized layer.
The regex problem is worse than you're making it sound.
Go on.
Cloudflare's DLP is pattern-based. Someone has to write those patterns. And I've watched a team of engineers try to agree on what counts as a phone number across international formats. It took them 3 meetings, and they still got it wrong. The gateway doesn't solve the hard problem. It moves it. Now, instead of your application code having a buggy regex, your gateway has a buggy regex, and you can't even see the requests it's mangling unless you have separate logging.
That's a fair point. The DLP feature is only as good as the patterns you configure, and pattern-based PII detection is notoriously hard to get right. False positives break legitimate requests. False negatives leak data. And the gateway layer adds opacity. You might not notice the problem until someone complains that the model's responses don't make sense.
We built something like this in 2019, internal API proxy for our microservices. 14 different services, all calling the same external APIs, couldn't keep their keys straight. I was the one who had to maintain it.
How'd that go?
Someone added a regex to filter requests containing the word test. Thought they were being clever, preventing test data from hitting production APIs. The regex matched the word test anywhere in the request body. Took down production for 3 hours because every request that mentioned testing or testimony or protest. We had a customer complaint system that used the word protest constantly. Every single one of those requests got dropped silently. No error, no log entry, just gone.
That's exactly the debugging nightmare I was describing. Silent failures are the worst kind.
The gateway logs showed the requests arriving. The provider logs showed nothing. We spent 2 hours blaming the provider before someone thought to check the proxy's filter rules. The engineer who wrote the regex had left the company 6 months earlier. Nobody knew the rule existed.
Is this a fundamental critique of the gateway pattern, or is it a configuration management problem that any infrastructure layer has?
It's both. The gateway pattern is fine, but people talk about it like it's magic. Turn on DLP and your PII problems go away. They don't go away. They move to a different layer where they're harder to see and harder to fix. The regex still has to be written by someone who understands the data. The rules still have to be tested and maintained. The gateway doesn't eliminate the work. It relocates it.
The relocation can be valuable. Centralizing the work means you do it once instead of 12 times. But you're right that it doesn't make the work easier. It just changes whose problem it is.
The other thing nobody mentions is that the gateway becomes a magnet for every AI-related requirement anyone dreams up. Legal wants content filtering. Security wants PII scrubbing. Product wants cost tracking. Engineering wants fallback logic. 6 months in, your lightweight proxy is running 14 different transformation rules, and nobody can explain what half of them do. It's the same thing that happened to API gateways in the microservices era. They started as simple routers and became everything.
Configuration sprawl. The gateway absorbs every cross-cutting concern until it's the most complex component in the system.
The one with the least documentation, because everyone assumes it's just a pass-through. Nobody documents the transformations. Nobody writes tests for the regex rules. Nobody knows what happens when two rules conflict.
I've seen that exact dynamic. The gateway becomes the place where logic goes to hide. It's not in the application code, it's not in the provider configuration, it's in this middle layer that nobody fully owns.
I still have the config file from that proxy. 347 lines of YAML. I keep it in a drawer.
As a warning.
As a reminder that the simplest solution is usually the one where you can see what's happening.
That's actually a perfect place to land, because it gets at the fundamental question of whether this pattern is solving the right problem. The gateway centralizes control, and centralization has real benefits, but it also centralizes complexity in a layer that's harder to observe and harder to debug than application code.
I think the misconception that most people hold about AI gateways is exactly what Hilbert just punctured. The misconception is that the gateway solves the hard problems: PII detection, content filtering, context management. It doesn't solve them. It relocates them. The problems are still hard. You still need someone who understands regex and international phone number formats and the subtle ways that system prompts can conflict. The gateway just gives you one place to solve them instead of 12.
Which is valuable, but it's not magic. And if you adopt a gateway expecting it to be magic, you're going to have a very bad Tuesday.
The open question I keep coming back to is whether the AI gateway is essential infrastructure or an intermediate step. As AI providers consolidate and the number of models explodes, does every organization need its own gateway layer, or do the providers eventually absorb these features into their platforms?
I think the most interesting development isn't the gateways themselves. It's the emergence of AI-specific middleware as a category. PII reduction, context augmentation, guardrails. These are all problems that will eventually be solved at the platform level, not the application level. The gateway is just the first attempt at building that platform. Whether it's the right shape for the long term, I don't think anyone knows yet.
If you want to experiment, LightLLM is the easiest self-hosted start. Docker pull, YAML config, point your apps at it. Cloudflare's free tier is the easiest managed start, but don't adopt a gateway for key management alone. That's a solution in search of a problem. Adopt it when you need the features that only the gateway can provide, and go in with your eyes open about the debugging and maintenance costs.
Keep the config file in a drawer, for posterity.
Thanks to our producer Hilbert Flumingtop for keeping us honest, and for the 347-line cautionary tale.
This has been My Weird Prompts. If you want to reach us, email us at show@myweirdprompts.com. We'll be back soon.
This episode's script was written by DeepSeek V4 Pro, with text-to-speech by Chatterbox.
Thanks for listening to our show, My Weird Prompts, where odd thoughts go. From sloth slow takes to facts on cue, we chase the strange and follow through. Some nights it's news, some nights it's lore, a thought you've never heard before. The hosts dig in, the hosts dig deep, the stranger the prompt, the less they sleep. From tiny questions, big ones too, from half-formed hunches to deja vu. If something odd is in your head, send it in, we'll chase the thread. My weird prompts, that's the close, from sloth, from man, from law. Stay curious, keep weird in mind.